Warning, this debut episode of Rant Theory is several weeks old and therefore contains information that is now rendered neither current nor insightful. Listeners are warned that symptoms of dumbening may occur.
Hey, and welcome to the first ever Rant Theory podcast for December 2008. My name is Adam and I'm joined by Nathan.
Hello.
And I'm also joined by Chris to my immediate left.
Hi, folks.
And we're just, this is our first podcast.
Yep.
How are you guys feeling about this?
Feeling good. Great.
Feeling good.
Nice. Yeah,
pumped.
Good.
It's going to be a good game.
I'm lounging.
Yeah, I'm lounging too. Yep. I've eaten my weight in all sorts of candied goods and ready to start talking some crap about some games. Being that this is our first podcast, obviously a lot of you are not going to know where we're coming from. So we'll try and we'll sort of outline that without going into too much boring detail. But basically, we've been running a blog for about a year now called, it's Rant Theory. You can find it at ranttheory.blogspot.com. We're just basically three average Aussie game enthusiasts. Love talking about games, love voicing our opinions about games. Not just games, other cool stuff like movies and stuff like that. But so we thought it'd be... Yeah, as good a time as any to start a podcast, go along with the blog.
Yep.
So basically for our first show, what we're going to do is probably just going to talk about a little bit what we've been playing in the last couple of weeks. It's been absolutely massive as far as releases. The likes of Fallout 3, Fable 2, Gears of War 2. I won't go into them next. We're going to talk about them in a sec. But
it's been absolutely bumper crop. And
absolutely insane.
It's been hard for us to pick a week, actually, to just when to do this. We've been sort of like, oh, we'll do this. Oh, but we want to play that. Oh, but this comes out the week after. So now we're in a nice safe period where we've played everything. We've had some time to digest. And we know exactly what we think of each of these things. So today
I reckon we'll talk about a bit of Fable. I'd like to talk about Fable. Everyone's the general thing with Fable's been that everyone loves it, and I agree. I love the game. It was probably up there with my game of the year, at least in the top five.
Yep.
That's a discussion for another time. But I absolutely loved it. Finished it on with one ending. I haven't gone through and done any of the other endings.
Yep.
Just started an evil female character.
Yep.
Which I'm looking forward to digging into a bit more. But I can't stop playing this game. It's awesome. I've got the likes of Fallout 3 and Far Cry 2 sitting there in my rack, and I keep coming back to Fable 2. Mm. I don't know what it is.
It's really well sort of crafted, the fact that you do want to sort of dip back in. And I think you can attribute to a couple of things, like the extra stuff that you've got to do, but also the money incentive, I think, is a really cunning way to do it.
It's
just watching that when you log back in and sort of seeing this little ding. How long you been gone for?
Here's payday, some cash. Bitches.
Payday, bitches. Yeah, and sort of going, yes. A couple times I've gone, I'm just going to flick this on and see how much money I've accrued. And then end up playing for about an hour.
Yeah.
So I did exactly the same thing as you, Adam. I pretty much shotgunned this. I don't feel like I really guzzled it, but I definitely it was dominating my game time for quite a few weeks, and I was really loving it. I did the opposite to you. I didn't play through as a good guy. I played through as a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Started off being just corrupt and morally ambiguous, so I was a bit of a rogue. Then my wife left me, and it was all downhill from there. Shit just went bad. She took my kid, and I'm like, oh, fuck this. I'm just going to be a total bastard, and I bought pretty much every slum that I could. And cranked the rent and just made as much money as I could as fast as I could with that.
Yep.
So that was a lot of fun.
No, that's
cool. I did like some of the stuff when we were talking about it previously. I was saying, man, oh yeah, I just bought all the houses in the slum. And you were like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, where do you mean?
What are you talking? I thought you were talking about the gypsy camp.
Yep. And I said, no, not the gypsy camp. But it turned out, because I'd been playing Evil, a place in the city had gone shitty.
Yeah.
Because I'd done the wrong thing.
Yeah. That was Bowerstone Old Town.
Old Town, yeah.
And I absolutely love that shit. You know, when the fact that the world can be different for different people.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was great. Because for me, it was fairly flourishing when I got in there, and that's why I was like,
It is.
It was as good as the marketplace.
Well, there's
I'm
not
pretty
even,
sure anyway, as far as economy.
Yeah.
You'll see when you get there. It's not even there's no cops. Cops won't go there anymore.
Yeah,
they're all gone. So it's awesome. Yeah. How did you play, Chris?
I went through as good as I could possibly can be. Probably similar to what you did, Adam.
Yep.
I did notice what I thought was funny. I thought it was a little bit funny how the fact that you guys, I almost feel like you guys got gypped, like character customization, because I'm like, check out my fucking dude. Mm. His body is like cracked earth. He has fucking red eyes. Oh no, he had green eyes. He had horns that spiraled out of his head. He was totally fucking badass. And I look at your guys and I'm like, oh yeah, he's got white hair. Neat. He's got a shitty halo.
Actually, I think I painted his hair white. I think he actually had blonde hair.
Oh really?
I hated that you went through the whole game customizing your character.
Yeah.
Did that final sort of mission area, come back. The game basically decided for you what you look like.
Yeah.
So I couldn't change it. I ended up looking like a Disney meathead.
Oh really?
And
with the chin?
Yeah.
Oh, it just changes.
Yeah, it just changes it completely.
Everyone knows that heroes have massive chins.
Yeah.
Mine does.
See, I was awful.
Mine. Did you guys still haven't finished it yet, have you? The Castle Fairfax mission?
No, I haven't done that.
I better not talk about it. Anyone who has played it and would have obviously done the Castle Fairfax mission, the reward at the end is interesting, and I feel like I know that the game's been out for a while now, so I don't want to be sort of spoiling it for anyone, but even so, like, I don't want to spoil it for you guys. I think it's something that you guys need to do, and I probably will ask you again next time we do a podcast what you thought about that.
Cool.
But yeah, it sort of changes things a little bit, not to the point where you sort of play the game differently, but it just changes a particular part of the game.
Yep.
And it's a pretty major part of the game, so
it's hurry up and do that.
It's funny. It's all very funny.
And great news for us as well, seeing we loved it so much. The fact that we've got DLC coming really soon.
Yeah, I'll
definitely
wait for that.
Yeah, I'll definitely be buying it. Pretty much straight away, I think.
Yeah, it'll
draw me back into it. So I'm not too worried about going back to it at the moment.
Yeah.
But you know.
Now is this DLC? This is going to be something that you play with your current character, or do you start again?
Yeah, it's just another island, basically. Yeah, right, like they just patch in a new place, and it gives you new mission strings and stuff.
Yep.
So it's almost tempting for me to play back through from the start again.
And build up like to
just,
it.
And then do it.
Yeah, just race through those missions and get through that as a new character, just for something, you know, fun.
With the things as well they're including on that, I think it was the extra customization options for your character? Apparently, you can.
Oh, nice!
Drastically
change
your man's mannishness.
Yep.
Or
ladies.
And one thing,
chin reduction.
One thing I'm intrigued by is there was something. There was talk of a resurrection well or something like that. Which I'm fingers crossed. Get your dog back.
Obviously
went for
that'd be a big seller.
The Valiant option.
I get it. I just wish that Dutton didn't break parts of the game.
Yeah.
The fact that you can't find treasure.
Yeah.
Without a fac on the internet.
That poor lady, she won't find all her archaeological treasure.
We've eaten a lot of candy corn, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. We are pinging on candy corn, which in Australia is actually kind of a novelty.
It is. It's very much a novelty. Yeah. It's excellent.
All right. So what was next?
I guess out of us, I'm the one who's played Fallout 3 the most.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Haven't finished it yet. This game I was looking
forward... Wait, what? You haven't finished it?
No. This is probably the game I was looking forward to the most out of the pre-Christmas crop that we got. I was kind of a little bit disappointed in the lead up to it. They were giving away a whole lot of spoiler stuff about the game. What I'd seen, I wasn't that too impressed with.
To give the listeners a bit of an idea, is you actually are one of the few people who have played Fallout 3 who played through
the first two several times. There was a few things in the preview videos that I didn't like, such as the voice characters were basically the Oblivion people again.
Yep.
So it kind of put me off a bit. Yeah. Once I got the game, all my fears were allayed. It is just amazing. The sheer scope of the game is kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah.
How much detail they've packed into it.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that now, basically what I've done is with the game, if you finish the game, you cannot continue playing. You have to stop and start a new character. So what I've done is I've got myself up to the very last mission and gone, all right, I'll leave it and I'm going to go and do all the quests I haven't done.
Yeah.
I love the fact that even still now, after looking at one of my save games, it was 56 hours of gameplay time. Yep.
Whoa.
retarded, insane. Yeah. See, I can still go, all right, there's a section of map there that I haven't really looked at. I'll just walk southeast and stuff will pop up on your radar and you go and find it. It's
crazy. I was talking to my cousin the other night and he was saying the way that he was leveling, he was actually quite a high level before he started doing like proper mission stuff, because he just said, you know what, I'm walking north.
Yeah.
And just did and just went. And he said he just survived the whole, he actually just kept walking. And I'm like, that's crazy, because I tried to do that. And I've played a very limited amount of this game just because of, you know, the onslaught of other things. And I'm like, you know what? That's summer. That game right there is where I can give that thing some time.
Yeah.
I basically was like, yeah, I'm just going to let this free flow, just walk wherever I want to. I did that, and then some mutant, you know, just started firing at me. I'm like, that's cool. He's ages away. I'm okay. I just want to, you know, run into some raiders, took care of them. I got attacked by a fucking herd of bulls and they just fucked me up. I'm like, ah, you know, like no ammo, no nothing. Yeah. Just getting fucking ruined by this horrible environment. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to start again, back from Megaton again. And yeah, it was, the thing that really strikes me about that game is how real the world feels to me. Like I literally walked around going, oh my God, like this is just,
this place is wrecked. Yeah,
it just felt, I felt kind of like not depressed. Like I know I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, I feel so awful and whatever. I'm in the environment. I didn't feel anything like that. I just felt like it was a total bummer. Like I'm like, oh, this sucks. This place is fucked. Yeah. You know? Yeah. You know, you're just waiting for that to go over the hill and say, oh, it's all green and wonderful, but it's not. There's no wonderful.
There's nothing cool about what's going on there.
No.
Except for the people playing it, looking that wow moment when you come out of the vault for the first time.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of them.
As much as it, like obviously it's a tragedy. Everything, whatever. Like you look at it and just go, that looks amazing.
Yeah, and visually it is such a pretty game.
It is, it's crazy. Yeah.
Pretty in a dusty kind of way.
Yeah,
radioactive dust.
Yeah, yeah. I love that they've done such a good job of the just the survival aspect of the game. Like it's not an easy game by any means.
Yeah.
Sort of earlier on in the game, you can often struggle just to live.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
As you say, you go out, walk wherever, and you come across a random thing like that. Oh, I've got no health.
Yep.
I've got bugger all food.
Yep.
That's it. I'm dead.
I wandered out. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do is trying to level my character. Like try and bump him up a bit to start with. So I walked around in the little bits and just found random enemies, killed them. I went into that. I just shot those ants. Like I fought a lot of them. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm getting there. I get this. And then I looked at my ammo. I'm like, oh, I'll just fire up another gun. I'm like, oh no, I have no other guns. And all of a sudden, it switched from I was leveling, like I was grinding, to fuck me, how far is Megaton? Because I've got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And as I was going back, I'm like, shit, more ants. Like, ah!
And all of a sudden, you can't fast travel?
No. And I was just like, oh shit, okay, I got to get back.
Yep.
And I got there and I see these mole rats. I'm like, yeah, fuck them. I'm going to shoot them. Bang, shot one. Critical hit one with a laser pistol. You get it later, laser pistol.
No pants.
Laser pistol. Killed it in one shot. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I'll just kill these things and keep going. They kept running and they attacked me and I was so close to death out in the middle of nowhere. I'm consuming like rotten flesh to stay alive. it was absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
And I was really afraid that I was going to die because I'd done so much.
Yeah. That's what it's like. It's a good game.
Yeah, I need to start playing this game. I've been putting off playing this game because I have Far Cry 2 that I want to get through, which we're going to start talking about that now.
Yep.
Far Cry 2 is... I don't know what it is. It's really good. It looks awesome. You know, the gunplay is excellent. The enemies are super smart.
Yep.
The landscape's, like, you know, immense. There's just ridiculous amounts of ground to cover. For some reason, I've started this game three times,
yeah.
And I can't get in. It's not grabbing me, and I don't know why.
And I
don't want it to be one of those games. I don't want it to be what we referred to as a Dead Rising, where the game Dead Rising, we own that game, is an excellent game, but you get about an hour through it, and for some reason, you just could not progress.
Like, I'll tell you why. There's three motherfuckers in a Humvee.
Well,
and they shoot you with a machine gun.
That's that game's issue.
And you don't know why, and you just control like a tank, and you keep dying and keep dying. And then you trade it in.
And then you start again from the start. You keep doing it. But that's how I'm getting that vibe from this game, and I don't want this game to pass me by. I want to be able to play this game from start to finish because it looks like it's got so much to offer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's got all the great elements of a first-person shooter. It's got some really excellent-looking landscape, and just the amount of stuff that looks like you can do in that is just going to be great. But I just, for some reason, it's not grabbing me, and I know it's not because the game's crappy.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
and I know you've been playing a lot, Chris. Your advice to me obviously was just keep pushing through, get your save points, go visit your arms dealers.
Yeah, unlock new weapons.
Yeah.
So, obviously,
you're a lot further than me. So
yeah, I'm about going by the percentage. I'm about a bit over halfway through now.
Wow. Okay.
But that game does have a definite wall you've got to get over at the start. And I'm finding that as I'm playing more, I'm having more fun with it because it's got unlockables. As next gen as this game is, it is so old school, it's not funny. Fixed save points, unlockables, so many things in it from a design point of view just really flawed.
Yeah,
it could be so much better. But I mean, as you progress, you know, the safe houses you were saying you have to unlock, as you progress, you will unlock things, so there'll be health packs at them, there'll be ammo. So basically, you don't have to go back to a main city or the gun shop to restock.
Yeah.
You can just go to any safe house, bam, you've got ammo, whatever.
Yeah.
I think what I find with that game is more about finding the playstyle you like. So whether you're an assault guy, go in, nail them, or I'm playing a sniper, so I've got a hardcore Dragunov sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Which
and you've saying that like it's dead on. There's no
sight play and it's just dead accurate, which is not realistic, but it's fun.
It's an interesting choice.
Hats off to them to that. Yeah.
It's an interesting choice for a game like that. That is, I mean, I know it's not realistic. I mean, no one goes around digging into their leg with a pair of pliers,
trying to be realistic and being like arcade. It's very, it's a very strange game.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like I noticed, it felt kind of like when I started playing it, a little bit like I was playing Far Cry 1 in the way that it handled.
Yeah.
But the subject matter was drastically different. Like, I felt like the environment felt strikingly realistic, like it was very, you know, real. It didn't feel weird and fake. You're like,
it's believable, very believable.
But then then you say like the weird things, like the real kind of arcadey stuff.
I feel that game feels like it didn't have a creative director.
In what way? What do you mean?
Well, normally a game when it's made has got a creative director who makes sure that everything is in sync and flows.
You know,
whereas this game, it's like,
I don't feel like it's got an over. I haven't played enough of it to know, but I don't feel like it's got an overarching, big sort of important story.
You choose
a character at the start, a random character out of what, eight different guys. And I will put money on it. Not that there's any way to ever prove it, which is the best kind of way to put money on something. that this game was not Far Cry for a long time, and they said, how the fuck are we going to make Africa killing blood diamond game? How the fuck are we going to sell this to anyone? And then I went, well, Far Cry 2's a Far Cry, that'll fit. I mean, they've already gone. Far Cry 2 is fucking Crisis. It's the same plot. It's the same amazing tech. It's on a fucking island. And then this game, it's like totally realistic. There's no big corporation. There's absolutely nothing to do with Far Cry whatsoever.
No. Yeah.
And it's sort of like they've just tacked that on there.
And I love that they've been really defensive about that as well. They're like,
yeah,
it's got nothing to do with the old one. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. There's no mutants. What? Shut up. Yeah, I was actually very happy to hear that there wasn't any mutants later.
Oh, hell
as well.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Because they're not what I'm there for.
No, and that's the thing too. Like, I mean, as much as there's no mutants in this, you know, it's not Far Cry 1. Blah, 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 whatever. I played Far Cry 1 a lot. Like,
same, yeah.
And it was start to finish, and there was no doubt about that game. Like, I played it, enjoyed it a lot. Didn't finish it because it just got too ridiculously hard. Yeah, but this one, hey?
I finished it, yeah.
Oh, you finished it.
I didn't finish it either. I got to the part where there was giant pink apes with rocket launchers that they throw themselves.
Yeah,
it just sucked.
But do you know what I mean, like, about that game? The fact that, like, you played a lot of it, you got it. You know, this has that. It's like, it's not, it doesn't feel like Far Cry at all.
No.
And it's exactly like what you said. No. It's like they just tacked it on another game. And it's almost like if it was, like, it was marketed as a different game or a different title at least,
yep,
I'd probably understand it a bit more, maybe.
Maybe.
And maybe I've got that bit of a preconception of what Far Cry 1 was all about.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
it's interesting. Everyone starts paying Far Cry 1 out at the point where the mutants come in.
Yeah.
And I think the attractive thing about Far Cry and why they've carried the title over to Far Cry 2 is the start. We're in this jungle and stuff. It's believable.
Yeah.
Okay? And now in the new one, you're in Africa. It's believable.
Yeah. It's like this nice open combat. Like, that's what I loved about Far Cry 1 is the fact that you could go, okay, which way am I going to approach this? I'm going to go from this way. And then talking to somebody else and they say, what? I didn't even know there was something there. Mm. I went around there, stole a boat with a rocket launcher on and did this. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
And the fact that you can actually approach that from that, I think that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, did that with what Far Cry is full of. Far Cry 2 is full of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that with the start of that game too. You know, when you get picked up by the dudes. That's like in one of my three... restarts of the game. I don't know. It's something that I feel like it's like when you get a virus on your computer and you need to reformat.
Yeah.
It's like clean pair of jocks.
You were looking for a goth chick to play as, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yes. I the first two times I did it, I got shot down, got picked up by APR, I think it is.
Yeah, one of them.
The third time I did it, I actually got through it and just basically dropped because of my malaria.
So yeah, and that's what you meant to do. That's a story, yeah.
But I got picked up by the other faction.
All right.
Yeah, so basically instead of ending up at the fish place.
Yeah, the I can't
remember what it's called.
Fish place.
Fishmongers. So I ended up there. I ended up on the other side of the map with the other faction. So I was doing the same missions, but I was in a different area.
Do you know what? The story doesn't mean shit in that game.
Yeah.
All you do is you do a mission for one.
Yeah.
You finish that mission, it goes, go to the next exclamation point.
Yeah.
It's for the other people.
GTA.
Yeah.
Yeah, you seriously do the mission for the AFR, the APR.
APR.
The FLLXQZ.
LL Cool J.
One.
LL Cool J.
Happy Face
Sign. Yeah, I played
that. And the what's the other one?
I don't know.
Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr.
Yeah.
Between Donkey Kong Jr. and the other guys, all you do is you do every single one of their missions until they go, oh, well, let's go to the South Island. That'd be awesome.
Bored now.
Yeah, so now I'll just progress to the southern part of Africa, and it's a lot cooler because it looks a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're in a different area now.
Damn right.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Different maps.
Wow. Different maps.
Crazy.
But obviously, it's all got to do with the one goal in the game, which is to kill the jackal.
Kill the jackal.
Yeah. I don't know. I will. I'll keep playing it.
It's a combat sandbox, that game. It's all.
Yeah. Mm. I'll push through. I'll put my head down and power through it. I'm sure I can.
It's a beach, if you will. It's large. It's bigger than a sandpit.
Combat sandpit.
Yeah.
Nathan.
Yeah, cool.
Yep.
I know you're itching to talk about Little Big Planet.
A little bit. This is definitely probably the biggest deal for me this year is Little Big Planet. I'm an artist by trade, and the idea of making stuff in games, and I, you know, also love games, so the idea of being able to make stuff while I play a video game attracts the living bejesus out of me. So getting this game was a little bit harrowing for me. It was really difficult. I had a family member die basically just before its release, and I had to go to Queensland. So the person who was most looking forward to this game totally denied, and it was agonizing.
We don't live in Queensland either.
We do not. And this is after, of course, the recall.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'd already had the mad fucking blue balls going on for this game. So it was I was absolutely gagging to play it, and I literally got home at about 12:30 and played it till about 4 a.m.
And I came and greeted you drunk and said how shit it was.
Yeah, he did. Comes around and goes, yeah, enjoy the shit levels. This shit. Oh, enjoy having to get everything.
I don't think I was that bad. I do remember my main complaint being about the camera in the build. Was it the build?
Yeah.
Build a level, build a creator area.
No, it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't that right. complaint until the next day because I hadn't even got to the creator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were basically just saying, enjoy having to pick everything up, which...
Sorry.
The way... That's okay. The way it works is basically you have to play story mission, story levels to get stuff to build with, which is a little bit of a fallacy because you've got every single thing you need. You've got every basic type of it from the start, but you get prettier versions of it as you do the levels. I've finished all the levels now and I've made a few sort of things myself. I still haven't made a proper level yet. I've only ever made things, but I find myself endlessly brought back to this game because I just want to remake things, make interesting objects. I was telling you, we were watching The Dark Knight the other night, and I think... I said I could totally make that, and you said when we watched a truck flip,
the making of the truck flip,
how they actually did it, I can't remember. I think I said I could make that. I reckon I know how. Pistons, it's like Little Big Planet, yeah. Chris jokingly said, you should make it, and I went, I'm gonna make that, and then Adam went, you should, and I said, I'm gonna, and literally the next day I tweeted a photo of the exact truck that flips exactly like the way it does in the movie. Just for fun, just for shits and giggles.
Still waiting on that bat pod.
Still waiting on... I have to do the bat pod fly in front of it before it flips, but it's one of those things that, to me, is just an utter masterpiece. You can complain about the single-player game being difficult, and it is. Mm. It is fucking hard.
Yes.
Like, not challenging, hard. Straight up hard. Like, I numerous times, like... did a rage get up and leave thing. Like, you know, I don't throw controllers. I stand up and I go, sort of shake with anger and then just have to drop it. And luckily,
see, I can't help it with my controllers. I've got the shitty PS3 controller.
So it just floated out of your hands.
And I yell and my breath catches the controller and blows it into the next room.
I have the vibrating DualShock. So yeah. Anyway, it's really difficult, but getting through... It does show you some amazing amazing and interesting things. I mentioned on the blog when I did a little bit of a review of it that the levels basically serve as inspiration because they've actually left all their... You can choose to hide any sensors or buttons and stuff, but they've actually chosen to leave them in. So just sort of show you, hey, this is how you do it.
Mm.
Which to me is just amazing.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, all three of us had a really good, fun time. I think when it really clicked for you, Adam, was when I was over and Chris was over. And it was just like, hey, look, we made a Game Boy, but it didn't work. And I went, oh, that sucks. Let's strap some fucking rockets on it.
Yeah, that's right.
And we started chucking wheels on it. And then we made
put that golf sticker on it. Random golf sticker.
Yeah. And all we basically did was spend about an hour turning it into a jet-propelled Game Boy that flew off a ramp and exploded.
That did that really well.
It did.
Yeah. It did. So, Adam, you've put much less time into it than me.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
The creator mode is just, like you said, it's genius. It really is. Like I was saying this from before it came out. I was like, I'm going to get this game. I'm looking forward to it. I've got a feeling I'm not going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was almost right. The single player, like you said, it really is just there for inspiration. You can go through it, check out stuff, go, oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to make something pretty similar. And that's great, but it's just too bad that it's just fucking ridiculously hard.
Yeah,
and you've got
it
this
is very off-putting.
The physics of your actual little sack boy just do not they do not mix with the type of level that levels that are being made. One complaint I've got, I know you've got the same complaint, is the obstacles like your electricity, your fire. Yep.
One hit death.
And your spikes.
Yep.
Electricity and spikes will kill you in one hit.
Yep.
Fire will give you basically one hit to get away.
Yep.
And then it'll yep. toast you basically.
Yep.
They all should have that.
Absolutely.
It should either be all or nothing. So if you get hit, if you get killed in one hit with one,
yep.
It's the same for all of them. If yep. you only get, you know, if you got one hit before you get killed, that should be the same as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you know, having said that, whatever, like that's no big deal. It's just a bit of a pain in the ass, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, no, it does really put a dampener on it. And I've heard it from multiple places where people have been like, oh man, I'm so keen on making stuff. It just bums me out. I can't finish. I can't get all the stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's too fucking hard.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, the thing is though, like, and like that, this is getting back to my point about saying that I wasn't going to like it. I don't like it.
Yep.
I don't like the single player at all. Yep. I've got no intention of playing again unless I'm playing with yourself.
Yep.
Co-op.
Yep.
Apart from that, I'm happy to play other people's levels.
Yep.
Which I didn't think I would give a shit about.
Yep.
And I do. I reckon it's really cool.
Mm.
Especially after playing Pixelation. We played, me and Chris played Pixelation yesterday.
Oh, you checked it out off yeah. my hearted? Did you go to mine or did you just search for it?
No, I couldn't find it off yours. Yeah.
Oh, it's on mine.
We found it. I just searched for Pixelation and found it.
Yeah, it's very clever.
Oh, it's impressive.
But and harder than the levels in the fucking game.
Hard. But the thing is, though, it's more interesting than... I found it was more interesting than any of the other levels in the game.
Yep.
As soon as you get to that part where you've got to grab the things and you've got to slide.
Yep.
Yeah, that... Like, you basically... What it is, just to break it down, anyone hasn't seen it, you've got glass panels with a... like a hook hanging off the glass panels with a grabby substance on the end. And what you've got to do is basically sort of pull yourself across on this, like a, what's like a pulley, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Pull yourself across on this pulley and land on the next, like, sort of lot of rail. But if you pull too far, you'll touch electrified substance and basically die with one hit. So you've got to sort of work your way down. I still haven't finished it because it was pretty hard.
Oh, it was hard as balls.
But it's awesome. It's like the most creative thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's not something that I bought that was already made in a game.
Yeah, I know. I've actually been making it more like... I've been playing it, trying... like if I don't have enough time to jump into create mode and I can't be asked playing the single player... I'll sort of go, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to find a random level and just play it.
Just and to check it out. And see
90% of the time, I've found stuff that feels very crappy or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's... I found one yesterday.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Which I actually played that again yesterday just to show Lacey.
I know. It's so hot. And I guarantee this... Anyway, you'll find it. I found one yesterday that was that if you check my PSN ID, Nate_crimes, you will find this one. It's snowboarding, right?
Yeah.
The person's just on glass on glass. But the actual track they made was really fun. And I played it through maybe 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't hard. It was just fun. And you tried to stay on this little snowboard as it zipped down glass. And it was so fast and funny and stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't, doing a jump and actually did a flip and landed it. And I'm like, it was just cute and fun.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to find sort of little hidden gems and stuff. And, yeah.
And I'm sure there's plenty out there. There's a lot of crappy ones. As
yeah.
Well.
I'll have to, if you're also on there and you want to see some stuff that'll blow the top of your fucking head, go to, the name Physics Like, one word. He is absolutely bananas.
Is that Gradius guy?
No, not Gradius guy. This guy, Physics Like, does like really complex computation stuff.
Right. Oh, is he calculator guy?
No, different guy again. So there's three total super freaks in the world.
Okay. Jeez.
That's what impresses me. I'm just sort of starting to understand delay switches and things like that.
Yeah. Because that World of Warcraft level we saw yesterday was...
That was cool.
Really well
done. It was basic.
Really great interpretation, I thought.
Yeah. Like, it was really basic. Like, I had an area, like, anyone who hasn't played World of Warcraft, you've got your entry level, obviously. Like, you know, your load up screen where you got to put in your username and your password. And it basically had, like a mock sort of thing of that.
Yeah.
And for the password, what you had to do is there was a little, like, a little block with, like, it was like 5 or 6 little black dots on it that was meant to look like a password typed out. So you drag it across. And it basically activated the door that said "Enter World," and you just walked in.
That's really cool.
That was awesome.
And it was kind of
cool. Did you hard it?
No, I don't think I did. But it's World of Sackcraft or something like that.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
I think my favorite, apart from the pixelation, I think one of my favorites so far, though, without going into it too much, is the Metal Gear Sacklid one.
Yeah.
Reenacts the first level of Metal Gear Solid on PlayStation. And it's cool. It's really good. Like, it's not like a completely accurate representation, but it's just the way that the game is. Like, it's that cutesy kind of vibe. It's done it in that kind of way, like, you know, in that sort of 2D side-scrolling, you know, environment. It's just done really well, and I really like it. I think I hearted that one, but...
Yeah, I've found a couple really nice, just well-done platformers too.
Yeah.
If you want to find some, if you are interested in this game, you want to find more good levels, just jump onto the Media Molecule blog, and they do a featured... It's just the Little Big Planet one.
They got a Vimeo page or something like
that. Yeah, I think so. And they've got anyway, find one of the Little Big Planet blogs, and they do featured one every single week. They're all good.
Tons of shit. That's really cool. Another game we've all played a lot of, Gears of War 2.
Come on, fight through the pain.
We all love this game. We all love this game. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Mr. Chris Wanwell, though, did not, to start off with.
I had no urges to play this game at all. was like an unattractive girl. I just didn't want to go there.
But then late one night,
when no one was around.
You weren't even drunk.
I wasn't even drunk.
You were just desperate.
Never drunk. You say you're drunk. I jumped into it and couldn't stop.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much.
I think because the start of that game was kind of too much like the old one, and it was kind of boring. Like,
yeah,
I'm running around a city. Whoa. Yeah. But once it got into the the underground caves, what do they call that? The horde.
The horde area was Nexus.
Nexus. Yes. Once you start getting down there, some of the visuals in that just blew me away.
Insane.
Like, it was just amazing. And you guys were paying me out about powdering my vagina because I played through on easy before. But the reason why I did that is I kind of get more of a kick out of games just by checking them out.
Yeah.
And I play through on easy so I can just go through and, you know, basically explore the world.
Sorry, man. You don't have to justify it.
I feel like I do.
See, if you're not a big girl, you can enjoy the way it looks on normal difficulty.
Well, the enemies have guns. Did they have guns on easy?
They had flowers.
Throwing teddy bears
at me. They were blowing the petals at me. It was very annoying. Very annoying.
No, it's all right, though. It's okay.
No, you're all right.
But I did get into it. Just the epicness of the game sort of did there. Epic?
Yes, yeah, very good.
I guess.
I loved it. I actually, once I finished playing, like you said, I wanted to keep going. I wish there was more.
Yeah.
I
could have definitely kept playing.
Yeah, yeah.
This was I played this during a time frame where I had no internet. I was moving house, so this was the perfect time to play Gears of War 2. Even though I really wanted to play it co-op from the start, obviously did not play it.
Fail. Sorry.
Turn your phone off. This is obviously I wanted to play this game co-op from the start just because I really enjoy playing co-op. It's just, you know, I'm not alone here when I say that.
You were scared to play it on your own.
I'm a little scared. The locusts are scary looking fellas. But anyway, so I had no internet at the time, so I just basically powered through it from start to finish. I just loved it. It was just every aspect of it was what I like about blockbuster movies and, and that's exactly how I play it. I play it like it's... a big dumb action movie, and that's I think how everyone should see it and play it.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you try and look any further into it, you're missing the point, I think.
Yeah, I staunchly defended the story in Gears of War 1.
Yeah.
As completely superfluous, like everyone goes, "Yeah, the story sucks."
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Hey, have you seen Starship Troopers? The story sucks.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
see when they shot bugs? That was cool. Shut up, you know.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Pretty much.
And when people are going in there looking, waiting for Schindler's List to happen, it's just
where's the drama?
Yeah,
where's this damn list?
The intrigue? As much time as you need, Dom.
That's where it is.
Want a gay burger?
Go on.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was playing. I think online with you and the there was a moment in the story that was definitely meant to be a moment where both of you fellas have said that you were quite, you know, sort of like, oh okay.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a sit back in your chair kind of moment.
Definitely.
And I think I readjusted myself and I got a drink. I was just like, I felt nothing. Like,
but you have no soul.
I have no soul. Mm. I am heartless.
Mm. That the bastard factor definitely plays in your favour.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just, it doesn't resonate with me. Like, I wish they hadn't bothered. Like, don't try and make these characters seem like they're more like well fleshed out than they actually are, because I just feel like it's a waste.
Well, I was just going to say they've been, like, you know, I mean, without going too much into it, because I mean there still might be people that haven't played.
Yeah,
plenty of them. You know, that part of the story was sort of had been sort of spoken about since the first one. They've been talking about it since the first one. Obviously, not in as much of a greater detail. And they just sort of closed that little chapter in this game.
Yeah. No.
So to me, like, as much as it's not, you know, like you said, you could take it or leave it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I sort of watched it and sort of thought, I thought it was a full on part of the game.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, it's not like, like I said, it's not a Schindler's List moment or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's enough for people to sort of maybe watch it and just, you know, play it and see it and go, maybe shut the fuck up about it and sort of go, okay, it's got a little bit more depth than, you know, like.
I feel like it's cut and paste, depth, not depth, depth.
Yeah, depth nonetheless.
Okay, 5 seconds later, the people in question are going, sweet, when they find a fucking sniper rifle.
Yeah, but that's,
it's not like, right. What are they gonna do? Walk around going,
fair enough.
I'm really sad. I think they handled that bit really well. The scene in question we're talking about.
I thought it
about.
Was well. The scene itself was
purely in the fact, like you might say that it's, you know, out of character for them to, you know, get all upset and whatever. But I think they handled.
But they didn't get upset.
No, well, I think what they handled well about it was okay. You've got two big boofy blokes. There's an emotional scene like that.
Yep.
They didn't. What happened was they were like, fuck. What do we do? Like, that was his actual words. He's like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, that that was what made it so powerful, I thought.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it was... Like, he was... Like, he literally... Like, it's like he knew what he had to do, but he was almost, like, looking at Marcus to say...
Too close to the actual plot. Shut up.
People would have played it by now.
People haven't played it.
Nah. It's, it's basically... Like, he was looking at, like, almost getting that kind of confirmation from Marcus... As if to say, do I do what the only thing I can think of doing right now? Am I wrong to think this? And it's like he's basically just said, you just take your time, pretty much. So that's how I see it. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Well, the way I kind of I'm defending it too much. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't think he was referring to the actual action that he does. He was referring to, like, you know, these actual emotion. But he's like, his whole world's just gone. Like, the thing he was striving for, the whole reason he's fighting the whole fight, has gone, and he's like,
Where do
I go from here?
Yeah.
It wasn't about the actual doing it. It was like, what do I do?
And Marcus is sort of like, I don't know. He's like, some locusts.
Look at these fucking guns. Look at these guns. I don't know what to do. This rock, I can lift a rock.
Yeah. I can lift a rock. 10 rocks.
So maybe I'm looking into it a bit deeper than I should.
No, not necessarily. If it clicks, it clicks. But for me, I'm just saying it just missed. Yeah. And every time that they did it, it was like, cut scene, emotion. And back to the
back
game.
Back to it,
yeah.
And I just didn't feel...
No, I definitely... I see that, but it's in the game sense. Like, I mean, if that was the way... So if you're watching a movie and it did that...
Yep.
You'd go, that was stupid. That was dumb. But, like, because it's a game and that's the way games kind of roll, it's like, unless he makes, like, a different set of... Unless they make a different set of voice acting cues after the act happens. Do you know what I mean? Like, what...
Yeah.
Like, there's not much that can really be done. Yeah. Like, the game's going to roll as the game's rolled from the start. So
I think it was clever they used the plot device that it wasn't your character that it happened to.
Yeah.
So that's how they could get away with that.
So you don't have to feel anything.
Exactly,
Yeah, that's a good point.
But anyway, I mean, going on more about the game, we've probably talked about that section of the game a little bit too much.
Way too much. I was actually surprised at the amount of... God of War-ness that there was in this game. I thought...
Really?
Yeah, the bosses were God of War as...
It was God of War bosses in that game.
Oh, you're talking about the big fish.
Yeah, there's quite a few bosses
that
actually play. No, and one later, there's quite a few of the, like, do this action, which is like, imagine instead of it didn't flash up on the screen saying press this button.
Yeah.
Like do a quick time event or anything. But it felt very much like action leading to next action, leading to next action, leading to damage to boss.
Yeah. You're talking about the big worm.
Yeah,
big perm.
Both.
Big worm.
Yeah.
Big
perm. But the other things, I suppose, that we need to talk about would be...
Horde.
Horde, yeah.
Limited amount of times we did play it, but we did play
it. I played it once.
I played it once too, but...
It must be good.
The only reason, and I'm not going to say the name of the game, which is the reason we haven't played Horde yet, because we're going to talk about that in a minute, is obviously there's been bigger fish to there's been bigger fish to fry. But Horde, the one game we did play, which was five or six dudes playing, really good. It would be five dudes because
five.
It was at least five people playing, with one of our friends playing Gears of War 1 listening to us play it in the party.
An interesting little thing that happens with the new Xbox experience.
Yeah. Yes, which is I'm a
fan
of
the leave out.
Yes, the
you can stay, but you can't do what we're doing.
Yeah.
Enjoy Gears 1.
I was going to go into a one of the delirious jokes about not being able to afford Gears 2. It's like the same way not being able to get your ice cream.
Yeah.
You have no ice cream. You have no Gears 2.
You have no Gears 2. I feel like it was more like it was a party and then we shut the person outside.
And we kept doing
the party outside.
It's like a glass window.
Glass window, and they just stood outside and watched us.
Sipping on their creaming soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what we did play, I really enjoyed.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. I think I'd probably enjoy it more now that I've actually played the game.
Yeah, because that was the night where you were doubtful that you were going to keep the game at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were going to trade it in the next day.
I was.
And then got woke up the next day and checked the Xbox and was like, oh my God, it's happened. Gears of War 2 is awesome.
Yeah. I think the reason, I know the reason that we haven't been playing more Horde would be...
Yeah. Left for Dead.
Left for Dead. Absolutely.
Full Dead.
I've been freaking out about this game since I saw it a while ago. Classic Valve, 17 years ago.
Exactly,
back when they showed it first and you went, could I buy that please? And Valve went, yeah, sure. In 17 years. and watching it progress made me more and more and more excited. But actually finally getting it, we're playing on the Xbox as well. Actually getting it, it's delivered for me personally easily as much as I expected.
Oh, yeah. They've nailed it. There is no aspect of that game I think that is shit.
No.
Well, there's nothing you go, well, I wish there was this. Like for me anyway, I don't know what you guys think.
No.
I wish it wasn't $100.
Really? You don't think it's worth $100?
I think for four things and that's it.
Depends what they do with DLC. DLC,
they'll charge it for it.
Yeah, they have to charge us, Microsoft.
Unless it's sponsored.
Probably an $80 price. Because
on PC, everyone justifies it by saying, "Hey, it's Valve. They will give us DLC for free."
Exactly. Yeah.
Which they will.
Yeah.
And I feel like Valve with Microsoft are just like, "Fuck you, play our game, play the way that we want to play. We're Valve. We'll do what we like."
Yeah.
And they say, "No, release the bloody DLC and pay us money for it." And then they go, "No, fuck you guys. We just won't release it."
Yeah.
Like, oh, great. So we're sitting here going, "No,
we like your game.
We like it, your game. Could we get some stuff for it?"
Shut up! I'm arguing with Microsoft.
Grown-ups are talking.
Yeah, but I mean, apart from that, we played, it's a good example, we played two games the other night, which I know it's not exactly a marathon session, but...
I reckon for multiplayer...
Well, I mean, that's us. A lot of people will probably... I mean, that's the most we've ever played.
I think we've about six, seven people.
We did play a lot of COD.
We used to play like 4-hour sessions.
But this has got that thing where, obviously, you know, 4-player co-op in the campaign... up to eight player co-op as a versus mode.
Yeah,
we've yet to play eight players, but
I think
we got seven the other night.
Seven. Yep.
Could nearly get eight tonight, right?
Yeah, and eight might be pushing. Oh,
well, fuck this.
It? Yeah. So that's the end of the Rant Theory podcast.
Bye.
So yeah, seven. What was it? So 4-on-3. Even that is awesome. Infected is so much fun. Is so much fun. Yet I can't help but swear my fucking ass off with frustration.
You are painfully frustrated with this game.
Horribly
frustrated. It is so funny. Oh yeah, a smoker. It's so funny. That's all you hear when you play with Adam online. And it's like, oh, that's, yeah, yeah, no, great. Another one. Yeah, yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, it's like, of course it's not fair. It's not meant to be fair. Oh, no. You're trying to fuck
but,
you over.
But you know I've got a massive smile on my face the whole time I'm playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know? Yeah, I find the same thing. I'm like, oh, God, come on. Like, just give us a set. Let's let it, you know, like, there was one round where it was 4v3. And we were getting just annihilated. It was very early on the map.
Yep.
And I just felt like going, oh, fuck this. You know, I was like, I was very, I felt deflated.
Yeah.
And then straight away, I'm like, next map. Glee. You know, like straight away. Back in, And it's amazing. It's like it's evergreen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's,
I love that we all seem to have got over the learning curve of the infected and we all know how to play them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And totally. We've become quite brutal with them, really.
Yeah,
and knowing, you sort of, it's funny when you first start, you just go, well, I'll run at them.
Yeah.
And try and get them.
Yeah.
But then once you learn each class, you sort of go, oh, well, actually, I should hang back or I might go to this portion of the level. Once you start, you can't learn the patterns of the what's going to happen because it is random.
Yeah.
Well, it's not random, it's controlled.
Yeah.
But you can learn the sort of the layout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And knowing the layout is essential.
Yeah, that's right.
For the infected. It's important for the survivors.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely essential because you need to know, like, your sniper/smoker.
Smoker.
Yeah. Should be somewhere that's smart. You shouldn't be in a long hallway and fire it down with three guys facing
him. Yeah, exactly.
And
like, obviously, using those elements to, you know, in different situations where say there's a bunch of zombies in an area, you go, okay, it's going to work if I hide behind this door because there's all these other zombies, like just NPCs there. But the next time you play there might be no one there. So you've got to rethink your strategy in that same area. Go, well, fuck, I was here last time, but that's not going to work because there's no one there to kind of, you know, make a diversion so I can, you know, say, vomit on them or, you know, like pounce on them, whatever. Yep. So that's really cool because it just makes it, I mean, the whole game is just, like everyone knows, it's ever changing. Like,
yep.
I mean, the levels stay the same, but, you know, you could play the same difficulty, same level, same people that are playing, and you may or may not get through it.
Yep.
But you may have got through it last time.
Yep.
Like, it's just, it's perfect. It's like the perfect multiplayer co-op game.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm loving. Absolutely loving is having a really fantastic alternative to shooting everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I love being able to say, we can jump on and play and not have to play against.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. But then when you want to, when you've got enough people, you can.
Yeah.
I only wish that it would be a little more friendly for like when you're actually playing. Like, say, it's a little bit lonely when you're on a team. Like the other night I was playing with two other guys. One guy wasn't talking very much. One guy was talking.
Yeah.
But there was only three on a team. You guys were on four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can imagine the communication was probably flowing. Knowing the people that was on your team, there was a lot of chatter.
Yeah.
Whereas on ours, it was very minimal and we were getting ruined. And so I'm sort of going, I wish in between every round, you could talk.
To each other.
You got 20 seconds.
To talk to the other team.
To talk shit. Yeah. To go, oh my God, I can't believe you did this. Fuck you.
Call of Duty 4 style.
Yeah.
Like,
between, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and just,
I kind of miss that too, actually.
Just, yeah, just, it feels very like TF2, the way that Valve set it up. It was sort of like, you've got to think, if you're in a lobby, if you all get kicked out, well, too fucking bad. Start again.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel slick. It doesn't feel like, you know, those Call of Duty kind of multiplayer games.
Yeah.
And seeing that it's based around multiplayer, that's a little bit of one of those things you wish they had have done a little bit better.
Definitely.
It is definitely better. Like, I love being able to join people's games by just tapping X, finding who's on and just jumping in.
Yeah, it's great.
But yeah, that stuff could be, I suppose, tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
But if that's your biggest complaint, what... UI,
you can't swear at people in between.
Yeah, exactly. All I want to be able to do is give you shit. And you're like, I remember one round having us, there's only three of us lying there on the ground, getting killed, and there's two hunters. I'm sitting there going, fuck. I'm like, tap the guide button, quickly tap through to Adam saying, two hunters is fucking bullshit. And because I thought four guys on their team, they've got an advantage because they're getting more infected, super infected guys out there.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this is fucking bollocks. We never get two hunters, only to see the very next round, two people spawn as hunters three matches straight away. I'm like, fuck. It is hard like that.
Just bringing up that point of like the 3-on-4, like the uneven teams. Like it's good that we've sort of started figuring out little ways you can sort of almost make it a bit more even. Like, more for example, if there is 3-on-4, the larger amount of players should go first.
Yes,
so basically as survivors. Because obviously there's a slight advantage for the second team to play as survivors because they've already watched what you've done through that map.
The memory of that map is fresh in your head.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a huge advantage, but it is an advantage.
It just sort of help a little bit. And the other thing was, if you've got 3-on-3, we found that bots are devastating.
Yeah,
at a distance.
You can't hide,
It's ridiculous. So we came up with the fourth player on your survivors team, who is a bot, is actually infected. So you got to kill him.
Yeah.
You can kill him straight away because they're going to turn into a zombie at any point, and then all of a sudden it's 3-on-3.
We never got that. We never got the they're infected thing. And I remember standing there watching you guys brutally murder Bill's, this old man, like, guys, and you're just like firing your shotguns into him until he died. It just looked a bit fucked up with three people standing there just gunning him down. But it made it even a difference. We didn't finish one level after that, which was good because it basically completely leveled it out.
You know, I'd rather, like, you know, one team, I'd rather both teams not finish the level then have one team obviously get through the level because they've got a slight advantage.
Yeah, and the other team get kind of pissed off.
Yeah, exactly. It means that it's completely level. You are, everyone's got. You're at that stalemate, but it's still fun. Like, you know, it's not like, oh, none of us can win. It's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
So every time you go through, it's fun.
It's already beautiful. It's already a wonderful thing. What can they do to you know, give us more?
Well,
more scenarios, definitely.
Yeah, like campaigns are plenty.
But anything else? Do you think, like, we were talking about this the other day. It was like, do you reckon more weapons would actually do anything to the gameplay?
I think, thinking about it a second time, I think that could actually detract from
it. I think a flamethrower would be horrible because you'd set every single one of your teammates on fire.
But by the sound of it, it's definite. I think that is coming.
Yeah, that was something you read somewhere.
If it was a weapon that lasted a very small amount of time or something like that, but can't infected themselves set you on fire?
If they're on fire and
I think if
a hunter's on fire and he jumps on you, maybe.
So you're setting things on fire that then run at you and touch you.
How annoying is it, like, when, for example, someone throws a Molotov in a really tight staircase and kills two people on their team?
I'm not referring to me.
Chris and I will never let this go because.
No.
Man,
you've done that heaps. The first time we were playing,
I've never done
we
that
had
once.
A tank literally standing on top of Chris's head, and I'm standing there gallantly battling it.
gallantly
defending my poor friend who's been. And to hear Adam say, "Look out," and throw a Molotov on all of us.
Three or four times.
I think he actually said, "Look out," after he'd thrown the Molotov.
Throw it midair as it burned us to death.
Hey, look out, you're already on fire.
Yeah. Listen to this.
It was like this.
Look out.
Boom, we're all dead. Right.
Hey, if I remember correct, I think I walked out of there with the least amount of health than all you guys did. So I must have
because I was dead.
In comparison to dead.
Alrighty. Well, that seems as good a spot as any to wrap up this very first podcast, keeping it nice and short and sweet. I think we've exhausted ourselves with all the conversation.
We're just coming down off that candy corn.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that was good candy corn.
I literally feel very ill.
Yeah. I'm not gonna enjoy tomorrow morning's ventures. We'll put it there.
Fabulous.
So to wrap it up, there's a lot we didn't cover today.
Yeah.
We will obviously try and get a little bit more in depth.
I do like the reason we didn't cover a lot of those games, though, is because we were too busy playing fucking games.
Yeah, games. And not just playing games, we're playing good games.
Yeah, absolutely. So, keep tuned for the upcoming weeks when we cover other things that we haven't had a chance to touch yet.
Yes, hopefully some actual new games, not just games we haven't played yet.
Oh, there'll be some new games. Like we can, we have a little bit of a teeny weeny touch of Mortal Kombat versus DC today, Prince of Persia.
Yep.
We got Mirror's Edge. Yep. We got Dead Space.
Katamari on the iPhone. But yep. You all didn't know about that shit.
No, no one did.
No one did apparently.
Until today.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's great. Yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Yep, this is Adam signing off.
Nathan.
And Chris.